remember how they used to grow cotton.
I had to hoe it.
You had to hoe it.
I said I had to have hoe it. I tried to have hoe it.
Uh-huh.
And you sow it, and then you cut down in hills. So a hoe between them, you know, I had a hoe between them.
Did they ever call that the chop?
That's chopping cotton. Leave three or four, about three stalks here, we'll be on leave more. Call it chopping. Chop out all that other they didn't want, you know. Now they got where they can plant where they want it, you know, don't have to waste all that seed. But then we just had cotton seed to waste, you know, and nothing else to do with them.
Okay.
Use them for fertilizer, we'd put them up. My daddy would build a big pen in the field and put his cotton seed in there. And then when we'd clean up the barn, put all that up in there, you know, it'd all rot. That's fertilizer for his crop.
Oh, that'd be the fertilizer.
Now the cotton seed about worth more than anything he got.
Yes.
But then it wasn't worth anything.
What kind of weeds would you have to chop out?
Kookaburras. Kookaburras mostly in the rich ground.
I see.
You know what a kookaburra is, don't you?
I've seen pictures of them.
They're sticky.
They really stick to you.
Yeah, no, they're sticky like everything.
You remember your father clearing any new ground?
Yes, clearing new ground.
Where would that be?
On the creek. Got some land on the creek.
Oh.
Sugar Creek. That's when it had the log rollings. All the men would get together and have these very long sticks like they used to turn them with, you know. The women would go and cook dinner. If they was rolling for me, I'd have it in at my house. And the neighbors would come around. The men would come and roll along. The women would come and cook dinner.
Nice.
All have a big dinner together.
That would be to get the logs off the...
Roll them up in piles and burn them.
I see.
Then they had to burn them. They'd have to go all through the night and push them up, you know, and burn them up. Cleaning up that ground to plant.
Did they ever call that down by the creek bottom?
Yeah.
I see. How would they get the, if there was water on there, how would they get the water off?
Well, the creek would take it all. I'd have to ditch it. Big ditches.
They ditch it?
Yes.
The ditch just...
To drain it.
The water just drain off in the ditch. You have something you call a swamp, right? You used to call that lowland if it had water on it.
It's a swamp, yes.
Swamp.
Wet and ocean. Trees grow in it.
Do you have anything you call a meadow?
Well, just a... open ground, clean.
A meadow would be kind of swampy ground?
No, meadow's pretty ground.
Oh, it's good ground.
And level and had flowers and weeds and things go on, but it was no trees.
I see.
That's what we called a meadow. I don't know what else called it.
You remember what they used to call different kinds of soil? They called gumbo or?
I think we got that out here.
I see, that's gumbo.
It's sticky. Prairie land like.
Did you ever hear any ground called buckshot land?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I never did see it, but I've heard of it. I imagine it's pretty sticky too.
I see. So do you ever remember the using oxen to clear?
Yes.
They would.
Brother had some, two black ones.
He did.
Prettiest thing, yeah. And they had we had a store out in Missoula, and he hauled the freight from Macon out there to Mr. Russell, John Russell.